Exam Folder 6, Exercise 4. Now listen to the other three speakers, and for questions 3 to 5 and 8 to 10, choose from the lists A to H. Use each letter only once. There are three extra letters which you do not need to use. You will hear the recordings twice. Speaker 3.
I'm a writer, and I'd lived alone for years. Anyway, I went to a friend's party and there was this woman there, surrounded by admiring men. Someone told me they thought she was gorgeous, but I didn't think she was my type. Anyway, when I did get to talk to her, we got on like a house on fire. She just seemed to be so full of stamina, so dynamic. We married 6 weeks later. A whirlwind romance. Anyway, we've had our ups and downs, obviously, over the years, but it's her warm personality that keeps me close. We do have rows, mainly about money, and I get very impatient with her, but we always soon make up.
Speaker 4.
I started online dating when I moved to London. I didn't know anyone, so I was determined to give it a go, and it was cheap. That's how I met my husband. We're kindred spirits, really, and I really like the fact that he's such a perfectionist. Everything has to be just right. I guess I am too, really. Some people say it would drive them mad, but not me. Of course, I didn't notice that about him when we first met. Most people see the handsome face first, but it was his attitude to people that attracted me. He was so broad-minded and really opened my eyes to the problems some people have in society.
Speaker 5.
I went on quite a few dates when I first moved to New York. My workmates fixed me up with people. One was this model with not a hair out of place who looked terrific but was extremely dull. Not long after her, I met this wonderful girl on a plane to Tokyo. She wasn't conventionally pretty, I guess, but she just managed to see the funny side of everything. We got married soon after and we're still in love. What I love about her is that she's happy to spend ages reading to our kids, and not only that, she can find time to sit and chat to my elderly parents. And that's not easy as my mother's beginning to forget things.
Speaker 3.
I'm a writer, and I'd lived alone for years. Anyway, I went to a friend's party, and there was this woman there, surrounded by admiring men. Someone told me they thought she was gorgeous, but I didn't think she was my type. Anyway, when I did get to talk to her, we got on like a house on fire. She just seemed to be so full of stamina, so dynamic. We married 6 weeks later. A whirlwind romance. Anyway, we've had our ups and downs, obviously, over the years, but it's her warm personality that keeps me close. We do have rows, mainly about money, and I get very impatient with her, but we always soon make up.
Speaker 4.
I started online dating when I moved to London. I didn't know anyone, so I was determined to give it a go, and it was cheap. That's how I met my husband. We're kindred spirits, really, and I really like the fact that he's such a perfectionist. Everything has to be just right. I guess I am too, really. Some people say it would drive them mad, but not me. Of course, I didn't notice that about him when we first met. Most people see the handsome face first, but it was his attitude to people that attracted me. He was so broad-minded and really opened my eyes to the problems some people have in society.
Speaker 5.
I went on quite a few dates when I first moved to New York. My workmates fixed me up with people. One was this model with not a hair out of place who looked terrific but was extremely dull. Not long after her, I met this wonderful girl on a plane to Tokyo. She wasn't conventionally pretty, I guess, but she just managed to see the funny side of everything. We got married soon after and we're still in love. What I love about her is that she's happy to spend ages reading to our kids, and not only that, she can find time to sit and chat to my elderly parents. And that's not easy as my mother's beginning to forget things.